ओ हे वैष्णव ठाकुरा दयार सागर ये दासे करुणा कोरी। ओ हे वैष्णव ठाकुरा दयार सागर ये दासे करुणा करी। निरापद छाया सुनो हे अमाया तुम्हार चरण धोरी। पद छाया शोध हे आमाया तुम्हार चरण धरी। छाया वेद दोमी छाया दोष शोधी छाया गुण देहो नासे। छाया वेद दोमी छाया दोष शोधी छाया गुण विगुनाथे। छाया सत्संग देहो हे आमारे भोषे ते संगे रहाचे। देह है आमारे बस ची संगे राशे। एका की आमार नहीं पाया भला हरिनाम संकीर्तने। एका की आमारा नहीं पाया भला हरिनाम संकीर्तने। तुम्हें कृपा कोरी श्रद्धा बिंदु दिया देह कृष्ण नाम धने। तुम्हें कृपा कोरी श्रद्धा बिंदु दिया देह कृष्ण नाम धने। कृष्ण से तुमार कृष्ण जीते पारो तुमार सकते आचे। कृष्ण से तुमारा कृष्ण दीते पारा तुमार सकते आचे। हमें तो तंगा कृष्ण कृष्ण बलि धाये तब पाच पाचे। अमित तो कंगाल कृष्ण कृष्ण बोली धाय तब पाच पाचे। ओ है वैष्णव ठाकुर दयार सागर ये दासे करुणा कोरी। ओ वैष्णव ठाकुर दयार सागर ये दासे करुणा कोरी। ये दासे करुणा कोरी ये दासे करुणा कोरी। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे। हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे। हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे। हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Vaishnava Thakur, Hare Vaishnava
Thakur, Jai Gaura Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Gaura Hari Bol,
Jai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Gaura Hari Bol,
Hari Baba Bhavana Hari Naam Sankirtan Ki
Jai
कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की
जय
श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् वंदेहम श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनि नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू पदोपदेशामृता वर्स नंबर 3 सम ऑफ यू मे बी वंडरिंग व्हाई वी आर गोइंग अ लिटिल स्लो इन द संगत्यागात एंड Satovrite, because it's a very important topic. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a book called as Shri Bhaktiya Loka. In that book, two verses he very thoroughly elaborates, the second and the third verses. So I found it very deep and very valuable to share with all of you. I have only taken some selected portions of that book. But what I found, something very unique and special in this writing was, he is giving us some clues on how to intelligently avoid bad association. I felt especially in this day and age, we are faced with great challenge of bad association a lot. So, at the end of the presentation, again I will summarize those 2-3 points for you. And then we can take home those points and apply them very carefully and be saved from bad association and keep ourselves in the nourishing positive spiritual association. So, let us recite the shloka now. Utsaha nishchaya dhairyat tattat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vrittehe shadbhir bhakti prasidhyati. Please read the translation.
There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. Being enthusiastic, endeavoring with confidence, being patient, acting according to regulative principles such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna, abandoning the association of non-devotees and following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service.
Yeah. So, when we talk about giving up bad association, it has to be substituted by accepting good association. That's very important. There is one verse in the Bhagavatam which says, Satsangan Mukta Dussango. It says that when you accept satsanga, automatically kussanga is removed. For example, if you are attending this class, then you have no opportunity to go to a movie with some non-devotee friend. You cannot be in two places. So in this way, when we are talking about giving up bad association, we should also know the glory of good association and being in good association. You will see, even we can learn from, when you look around the nature, we can learn from so many creatures lessons for our personal life. Like you learn about Avadhuta Brahmana in the 11th canto, you know, learning from 24 gurus by observing the world around. So one such observation you can make from the geese. The geese, you know, when they all fly from, sometimes you find them flying from one pole to another pole during certain seasons, like sorting out the winter. They fly a very long distance. But when they fly, I have heard about the geese, that they go in a V formation. Like one bird puts itself in a, why they go like this? Because this V formation helps to, you know, tackle the wind which is blowing in the opposite side. If one bird would have to go alone, it would be very difficult. But they go in a V formation. Scientists have found out 71% they increase their efficiency. Similarly, if devotees come all set together, that is emphasized very much in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Parasparanukatanam pavanam bhagavat yashaha mitoratir mitastushtir nivrittir mita atmanaha. It is said, paraspara means more than one devotee. Satam prasangan mamavirya samvido, he says. Satam prasangan mamavirya samvido. Bhavanti hrit karinarasa yanah kata tajoshanada shapavargavartmani shraddha ratir bhakti ranukramishyati. We read the purport of that verse. Darshil Prabhupada says the personal nature of Lord Krishna is only possible to understand when one lives in the company of devotees. When we study the Srimad Bhagavatam in the company of devotees. So, like the birds are flying together, like we say, birds of the same feather flock together. And there are, if you go to Chamber of Commerce, you know, Prabhupada says, all the money-making people come together there. If you go to a liquor shop, all the drunkards come together there. Similarly, if you go to some tuition center, all the students who want to crack IIT JEE, they come together. Similarly, if devotees want to go back to Godhead, devotees with a common goal should come together also. And they should help each other and boost each other's enthusiasm. and share, you know, with each other one's inspiration and everything. So now not only these birds find it very nice, 71% efficiency is increased. Sometimes one of the birds which is leading from the front is feeling a bit weary, tired. There is another bird will come in his place and he will go and relax a little bit behind. So you will find those who are great leaders can always, you know, pull up ideas even from those who are juniors. Younger ones. So like our ISKCON GBC is run in the same manner. For example, we have 40 to 50 GBC members all over the world. Prabhupada made that and he wanted it to go on. And amongst them, some three of them are called executive GBC, which is like the, you know, leading front. And in that executive GBC, there is a chairman who is only one. He is leading from the front. And he will lead only for 1 year. Then he comes, then another person is put in the place of chairman because the service is very tough. So in this way, all Prabhupada disciples are very cooperatively working together, you know, sometimes taking the lead position, sometimes taking assistant position, and then we can go back to Godhead, taking the whole movement like that. So, in this way, the birds are very understandable with each other. They know that one should not be burdened. They share the burden also in association of each other. Not only that, I heard that these birds, while flying, they also quack. Quack, quack, they make a sound also. Why? Because the quack gives input to all the other birds that they quack together. Just like in a boat race, everybody rows the boat together. Everybody is in the same direction, then the boat goes very fast. If somebody is in this direction, somebody is in that direction, then the boat will get stuck in between. So, just as the birds are quacking, devotees should always, their mouth should be filled with appreciation and praises of others like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would praise Haridas Thakur, he praised Sanatan. Actually, he gave lot of boost of enthusiasm and energy to different devotees. Like, you know, our Rupa Goswami was brought in the assembly of personalities like Ramananda Rai and Sarva Bhattacharya, Sarva Damodar. And Rupa Goswami's writings were shown to them. And each of them blessed him and appreciated him, and he got great encouragement. Mahaprabhu arranged for that, amazingly. So in this way, Mahaprabhu gave appreciation to Haridas Thakur for becoming a Namacharya, and he gave appreciation to Rupa Goswami for writing down all the literatures. So, and not only Mahaprabhu appreciating is one thing, Sanatan and Sanatana Goswami and Haridas Thakur, they were thickest of friends. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaitacharya Prabhu, they were thick friends also. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was observing in the Narendra Sarovar, and devotees were very close. Sarva Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai were very close friends. And Swarup Damodar and Pundarika Vidyanidhi, they were close friends. So in this way, they all got mutual encouragement from each other and encouragement from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So they got from peer association and superior association. So, therefore, like this, geese are encouraging each other by quacking. In Vaishnava Sangha, if one gets encouragement, then one can go on and on for a long time and for all time to come. So, in this way, while we are talking about giving up bad association, one should not forget the positive side of this, which is taking the best advantage of good association. Not only this, more interesting for me than all these three, four things I told you about the geese is, if one of the geese going in the V formation flying, it gets sick, then two geese will accompany him to take him to a resting place on either side, like bodyguards. They take him and then they get his body, this thing, and they again come back and join the formation again after some period of time when he is little better like that. So similarly, imagine if in a group of devotees, if one devotee is weak, then somebody should be appointed to bring the devotee back to Krishna consciousness, maybe one or two devotees, while the others are already proceeding back to Godhead. We want to bring back those who are slightly getting weak sometimes. So, in this way, Prabhupada actually says in one place that he has made this ISKCON society especially for this purpose, like the ones I was telling you, for these purposes. Prabhupada said prior to his starting ISKCON, Prabhupada was in Gaudiya Mathas, And Prabhupada was telling that his Guru Maharaj wanted the GBC, Governing Body Commissioners, in order to make a very solid society of devotees which can go on for a long, long time to come. So Prabhupada gave the blueprint and the devotees followed it in ISKCON, and therefore you find our society very expanded, very far and wide, and performing in a very big way. So now as much as we may appreciate and glorify good association with devotees, because in the association of devotees the main thing that happens is hearing and chanting. And I will talk more about good association in the fourth verse, Jadati Pratiganati. There will be much more we will hear about how to take advantage in good association of devotees. We don't have to, it's not that you have to just exist there. We have to actually take advantage of the good Sangha. So we will talk more about that there. But now we are talking about giving up bad association, because Mahaprabhu, while talking to Sanatan, the first thing he says, Asat Sangatyagyai Vaishnava Achar, he says. And then he is saying, Stri Sangi, Eka Sadhu, Krishna Abhakta R. So, even before glorifying the good association, what is he saying? Giving up bad association. Same way, in Bhagavatam you will find, Parikshit is asking a question to Shukadeva Goswami, you know, Atapracchami Samsiddhim Yoginam Paramam Gurum Purushasyeha Yatkaryam Riyamanasya Sarvada. He is asking, oh great sage, in this world, what is the duty of a dying man? And what is the duty of a normal man, you know, one who is living in this world? Can you please tell me? And then he is asking also, Yat Shrotavyam, like that he is asking, what should one hear? What should one glorify? What should one remember? And then he is asking, what should one not hear about? What should one not glorify? What should one not remember? Like that he is asking, Parikshit. So as soon as Shukadeva Goswami heard this, you know, he's starting in the next chapter. As soon as he began, first he told him what? What not to hear. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Ninam Santi Sahasrashaka Apashyatam Atmanat Tatvam Griheshu Griham Edhinam Dehapatya Kalatradishu Atmasainyeshu Asatsu Api Tesham Pramatto Nidhanam Pashyan Api Napashyati. All those verses. Which means, Parikshit, you want to know what should be heard and what should not be heard. I will first tell you what should not be heard. Because by mistake also don't hear it. There are thousands of subjects, subject matters for the living entities. Sahasra is saying. Shrota Vyadini Rajendra Ranam Santi Sahasra Shaha. And then he is saying, Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. Those who Grihamedis cannot see the Atma Tattvam. They cannot know what is body, what is soul. And he is saying that they talk about business, they talk about sports, they talk about movies, they talk about money, they talk about eating well, and they talk about sleeping well, everything they talk. They talk about health. The only thing they don't talk about is Krishna. So he is saying that this type of subject matters, he is saying, one should not talk about. Even the birds are talking about eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Right in the morning they get up, chun 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 chun, they are making sounds. So, so first he says what should not be heard, what should not be remembered, and you know, how one should not get stuck in this world in bad association. And then he tells, you know, Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Harihi Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Ichata Abhayam. He says, if you really want to rise above fear in the 7 days, he said, you should hear about Lord Krishna, who is called a Sarvatma. He is there in the heart of all living beings. You should hear about him. You should glorify him. You should remember him. Remember his name, form, qualities, pastimes, and everything. So that he tells later. Which clearly goes to show that the warnings are given in the beginning itself. What we should avoid. Like a mother may tell a child, beta, you can, you know, when you go to the school, don't buy that, you know, mitai right opposite to the school. Somebody is selling with the flies. Don't even look that side. But you can eat this one. You can go to the shop. It's a good shop. It's a hygienic place. Kept in bottle, you can eat that. It's like that. So therefore, we are also seeing that Rupa Goswami in this particular verse is talking about Sangatyaga, giving up bad association. We may be very innocent. Therefore, in the last class also we discussed about it. And we are devoting more time for it today based on Bhakti Aloka. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we already studied about enthusiasm, endeavoring with intelligence, Prabhupada says, in Krishna service. And confidence means, you know, firmly and calmly convinced that if I Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Hai. If I simply do Krishna consciousness, Krishna will take care. I should not take too much tension or worry or be insecure in material life. I should do my duty in material life, but I should have confidence in Krishna. The third one is willingness to be patient. That means, you know, we are not all the time not hankering for the result or expectation. We always think about how I can do better for Krishna. Patience. This tatat karma pravartanat. Acting according to regulative principles of chanting and following four regs. And then abandoning the association of non-devotees, sangatyaga. Please read this one.
If one lives in the association of devotees, there is little chance of associating with non-devotees. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is opening many centers just to invite people to live in the company of devotees and practice the regulative principles of spiritual life.
See, I told you this point. Prabhupada says, why is ISKCON temples made? Even Prabhupada made this life number system. Prabhupada says in one place that I wanted to see that every temple has a guest house, so the businessmen going from one place to another can get to stay in ISKCON temple. Morning they will see the bell ringing, they will go to Mangalarti, take darshan of the Lord, eat prasadam in our Govindas, then they may go for their business during the day. Evening when they come, they will see the Gaurarti, they may also chant, dance, hear katha, morning Bhagavatam and evening Bhagavad Gita. That was Prabhupada's plan actually. He wanted to make all businessmen into Krishna's devotees. So he says that his ISKCON temple is mainly for that. So this is one category of people. Another category of people are the congregation devotees who are serious devotees, chanting 16 hours and getting initiated. They can come to the temple, they can take darshan of the deities, and the temple can provide them nice prasadam and lectures. They can come to the temple, take darshan of the deities and offer a donation for the activities of propagation of Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada actually very intelligently instituted the ISKCON movement in such a way, it is not like just like any other temple. Many of the temples in India, every street you find a temple. But most temples actually are places where people do little arati in the evening time or in the morning time. People just go even outside, they stand like this and push off. There is no education there. There is no training program there. There is no, community around the temple. But you will find Srila Prabhupada made ISKCON in a very wonderful way, especially for offering. So our ISKCON temples are like a big ship, we can say. Brahmacharis, grihasthas, sannyasis, vanaprasthas, everybody can sit in there comfortably, and it can take us across the ocean of Kali Yuga very smoothly. You know, everybody plays their role well. Sannyasis are like the leaders of the whole community. So the sannyasis are very realized people. Brahmacharis, grihasthas, when they hear from them, they feel spiritually enlivened. Similarly, brahmacharis can be very hardworking. Similarly, grihasthas can give charity to the other three classes. So Prabhupada made a very nice system of running the temples. And in each other's association, they can go on with their spiritual life. So this is tat karma pravart. And satovritte Prabhupada says two meanings. This I will show you next time again when we are talking about satovritte. We will talk at that time, we will show this. Today we are going to focus on the sangatyaga from Bhakti Aloka by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Giving up the association of non-devotees. So here there are 3-4 slides which are revision slides, which this is directly from our purport of Prabhupada in the Nectar of Instruction. So we'll quickly see what Prabhupada says in the purport. Prabhupada says to be successful in bhakti means give up bad association, he's saying. And then the bad association means, he says, karmis, jnanis, yogis, and we will see a little more about it as we proceed. And then he's quoting from same verse, Asasangatyage Vaishnava Acharya quotes that. And then opposite of that is what? Like what we sing in that famous song, Hari Hareya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama, it says, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Vas Janame Hoye Yehi Abhilash. It says, you know, birth after birth I have only one aspiration, that let me be living in the wonderful company of devotees. Like here you see Nimai Pandit surrounded by, you know, all his other Vaishnava associates. In Shiva Sangha, he used to dance and sing. He had many beloved associates like Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Srivas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu used to come together day and night. They used to have Sangha. Sangha means hearing Bhagavatam together and also chanting and dancing to the holy name. And become very thick family type of relationship between the Vaishnavas. So, Tandira Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanivas. Actually, we want to take shelter of the six Goswamis and live in the company of devotees. So then, if you are all living in a network of devotees, see, everybody has a network, correct, no? Like whenever one Vanaprastha, if somebody 65, 70 years old, somebody comes to Pune to join in this community, one of the first things I do is connect them to somebody of similar age group. Then they get a network. Prabhuji gets Prabhuji's network, Mataji gets Mataji's network. If they're elderly, they get elderly network. If they're young boys, they get young other boys' network. So in this way, you remain in that company of devotees, then your time, energy, association, everything will be within that circle. Otherwise, if you are alone, aloof, we are likely to get gravitated towards non-devotee association. Prabhupada saying, therefore, ISKCON is inviting people to live in devotee association, practice bhakti. So from this slide onwards, it's revision. I will go a little fast, 3-4 slides, and then we will dwell on the slides and discuss more. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there are two types of Sangha. He says the word Sangha has two meanings. One meaning is association. We say, no, Sangha, like they say Tamil Sangha, Andhra Sangha, Malayala Sangha, like that. Sangha means a group of people coming together. That is also called a Sangha, they call it. And another meaning of the word Sangha also means attachment. So in association, there are two types, he says. Stri Sanghi, Yeka Asadu, Krishna Abhakta R, he is saying. So if somebody associates with either a woman or somebody who is always absorbed in dallying with women, both are considered as woman association only. And abhakta means non-devotee. There are six types of non-devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. Those people who neither follow morality nor have faith in God. That's the first category. They don't care for morality, they don't care for God. And second category of people, they have morality. They follow morality, but they have no faith in God. Third category, they have faith in morality, faith in God, but their faith in morality is more for them. They don't have faith in, for them, faith in God is subordinate to their faith in morality. Maybe I can give one example quickly, you can appreciate this point. The first one, no faith in God, no faith in morality means, like this category says, Asatyam apratishtam te jagadahur anishwaram aparaspara sambhutam kimanyat kamahaitukam yetam drishtimavashtabhyanashtatmano alpabuddhayah prabhavanti ugrakarmanah kshayaya jagato ahitaha. 16th chapter Bhagavad Gita. In these two verses he says, these people say, they think this world is somehow running automatically. They don't give credit to God for creating all the facility. And then they say, what are you talking about, living forms and all? Simply man and woman have lust, so they come together and they produce babies. And if they don't want the baby, they can abort the baby also. This is their understanding. Atheistic people. He is saying, Anishwaram. These people denying God, they think they are the center of the world. And then thinking like this, these people produce bombs and drop on the other living entities and create a great pain for other living entities. They are not enemy, they are not friends of the living entities, they are enemies to the world, like the Prabhupada says that. So this is the first category, no faith in God, no faith in morality. Second category, they have faith in morality, but no faith in God. So these people say that, the world has whatever resources, we all should collectively share amongst each other and then we should enjoy. Why should we fight like cats and dogs? Then you tell them, but we should put God in the center. But what is the need for God? They will say, for the morality of everything. In fact, sometimes they will say, religion is also not a bad idea if it helps in being moral. For them it's like that. But they think religion is an imagination according to the second category. Morality. They think simply a moral life and then enjoy life and then when you die, everything is finished. That is their understanding. So they are also atheists only, first and second. And the third category, they have... So the second category, I forgot to tell you. The second category, these people only talk about eradicating poverty, you know, giving food to the people, giving clothes to the people, and they will talk about how we can make this country a better country or make this world a better world. They will never talk about God. This is what a ridiculous idea. The owner of the entire creation, you neglect him. Prabhupada said, how can you have universal brotherhood by denying universal fatherhood? It's like, you know, if four sons are saying, just kill the father, throw him out, and then we will all share and enjoy. How will you share and enjoy? You'll kill each other. These people are so foolish, and they just cannot see the main reason for the quarrel in this world is everybody wants to be the center. But if you put Krishna in the center, you can draw thousands of circles, you know, with varying radiuses, they will never clash. But you don't want to put the Lord in the center. Putting themselves in the center, they think, just let us be moral, let us cooperate. That's what happened with the demons also. The demons came with the exploiting mentality. So when Dhanvantri brought Amrita Kalash, they snatched and took it away because they didn't care for God. Correct, no? And then they said, we will enjoy. And amongst the demons, there were two categories. One type of demons were very weak demons. Other demons were strong demons. So the weak demons thought, hey, now we are not going to get, you know, nectar today. And the strong demons were fighting with each other also. So the weak demons were saying that, hey, we also worked hard. We should share and enjoy. Yeah. So they are like the communist demons. Yeah. And those who, other mighty demons, they say, no, might is right. We are strong. We are powerful. So we will take the Amrit Kalash and go away. So they are capitalist demons. Yeah. So in this world, both capitalists and communists, they both neglect God. They both neglected Dhanvantri, Lord who brought the Amrit Kalash. Similarly, in this world, you find people who are capitalists, the rich become richer, poor become poorer, as we say. Or therefore Prabhupada said, you need spiritual communism. Which means we also accept communism, provided who should be the center? Krishna should be the center. So anyway, these demons are talking about, you know, sharing and enjoying. That's morality without God. Correct, no? That's second one. Third one, people accept morality, accept God also. But if God doesn't fit in their morality box, then they will not accept God. I don't want to mention the name, one very famous politician in India, well known. So he was attracted to Lord Rama. But somebody asked him about Krishna. Hey, Krishna is dancing with so many gopis. And you are claiming to be a Hindu. How can you do this? He said, no, I have faith in Ram. They said, okay, you have faith in Ram, but what about Krishna? He said, if Krishna is also a Hindu god and he did all these things, I am ashamed to call myself a Hindu. Like that he said. And then Prabhupada says, why this fellow said like this? Because he has no knowledge. Actually, if you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada, Krishna book, Prabhupada explains Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami conversation, how Lord Krishna, when he lifted the Govardhan Hill at the age of 7, at the age of 8, he performed the Rasa dance. Parikshit Maharaj is posing many questions about this. And these are all scientifically explained in Bhagavatam. But this personality didn't have any ideal guru to guide him. He was trying to fit God into his own morality box. If Krishna is stealing butter, he will say that how can God steal? So he can't be God, he will say. So this is the third category of non-devotees. And then the fourth category are called the impersonalists, jnanis. The jnanis try to figure out God by using their own brain substance. They will not hear the wisdom in Guru Parampara. So they will try to figure out on their own. They will not surrender to God, you see. And they have too much faith in their intelligence. They think, I am very smart. I know Sanskrit. I know how to, you know, split the Sanskrit and Sandhi Vichhed and all I can do. And this word means this, that word means that. One time I was sitting in a train. One Swamiji, impersonalist Swamiji, was sitting that side. So he called me and asked me, are you Brahmachari? He asked me. I said, yes. He said, sit here. So he made me sit and then said, he said, see, we are right now going in Pragati Express. So I will tell you multiple meanings of the word Pragati. Prakrishna Rupena Gamyati and that kind of thing. And all he started. I said, thank you. You know, he said, we have to pass the time, 3-4 hours we have. I thought, Your Bhamji can hear this. I said, I am not here to hear all this. I have a test, I have to study. I went up in the berth. You know, I took my Prabhupada's book and started studying. But why I am saying, just because you know Sanskrit, you know, you can be splitting this way, that way. Therefore, Shankaracharya saw one very old man, you know. He was a very old man. He was almost 80, 85 or something like that. He was sitting with Panini grammar. Huh? And then when Shankara saw him, he was taken by surprise. Therefore, he sang that very first episode of that Bhajagovindam. Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam bhaja mudhamate, samprapte samnihite kale, nahi nahi rakshati tukrin karane. He said, huh? Same thing he says. He says, hey, samprapte samnihite kale, you are about to die. Is this the time for you to be studying grammar and doing breaking of Sanskrit words and all that? He said, Bhaja Govinda Mudamate, are fool, just chant the name of Govinda because Antakalecha Mameva Smaran Muktva Kalevaram Yaprayati Samadbhavam. Krishna says, you chant my, remember me at the time of death, you will come back to me. So, in this way, the impersonalists, you know, they have more faith in themselves than in the Lord. So therefore, Lord doesn't give access to his personal form to them. Lord says that, you have no trust in me. So, okay, be on your own. Be independent, go to Brahma Jyoti and just remain suspended there. If that is what is the truth that you think of as the ultimate truth. So, therefore, the association of jnanis. So that is, and then another one, fifth category, Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, polytheists. They are all like seasonal devotees, we can say. For different reasons, they will go to different gods. They will not surrender to Krishna. Even the gopis and the Pandavas, you see, they appear to be going to Durga temple or praying to Shiva and all, but their goal is to please Krishna. Gopis wanted Krishna as the husband. They prayed to Katyayani. And Arjuna wanted Pashupatastra from Shiva to serve Krishna. That is perfect. Otherwise, people going to different demigods for selfish purposes is condemned. Polytheists. And the last one, he says, Dharmadvaji. Bad association. Dharmadvaji means, Dvaji literally means one who is holding a flag. Dharmadvaji means, he claims to be a very pious person, religious person to the outside world, but he has a very dark inside world. His character is dark. It may be why someday it will come out. So there are people like that. They are simply cheaters, pretenders. They themselves don't follow all the things, the norms given in the scriptures by the acharyas. So their dharmadvaji means pretenders. They are pretenders. So the sixth category, Bhaktivinoda Thakura calls them as six types of materialists. And a devotee should not associate with them. So that means association is of two types. One is non-devotees. That I have already told you just now, non-devotees. And the second one is women or the other men very much attached to women. So now in this further slides, it will become more clear what is the meaning of association with women and all that will come very clearly. And then next one, attachment. That is also for two things. One is called prejudices and another one is for assets. Assets you all know very well. Like, you know, land or gold or money, isn't it? These are all are the privileges which come along with the post, correct? No? If you are holding some position, you get some privileges along, like car, you get along with that, or you get a get money or whatever, or you. So all these are called as assets. Yeah. And prejudices means what? Three gunas: tamaguna, rajaguna, sattuguna. See, in the current life, we all can make observation of ourselves and check. I am in vichuguna. Tamaguna means too much sleeping, too much lazy, postponing, you know, feeling insecure, depressed. All that is tamaguna actually. Nidra, alasya, pramadna. Three things. Nidra means too much sleeping. Alasya means lazy, postponing. Many times we keep on planning, they never do only. And pramad means madness. Already there is so much pollution in the outside world, these people will smoke cigarette inside. that type of people. Now we are all there trying to be devotees, so we can say so many things about tamaguna for the outside people, but as devotees also we have to check what tamaguna can be there with the devotee. Like if I am postponing, I make a plan, I keep on postponing. Or I am indecisive. Or I am depressed. I am insecure. I am feeling uneasy in seeing others being praised. I am unable to celebrate others' success. Or I am feeling morose or lonely or depressed. So all these things are tamaguna. And rajoguna means aggressive competition, you know, proving I am right, you are wrong, considering I am better than others. Everybody else thinks, I was the first one to do this, nobody else can do this, I am indispensable. This is all rajoguna. And wanting to grab the credit for oneself. And also being lusty to impress the opposite sex. And also being greedy. Actually, greed means what? You know, like Trinalobita, Bhagavatam says that. It's not that cows were hungry. Cows already had eaten and their stomach was full. But then they saw green, fresh green, big grass. Trinalobita. Lob means what? After eating, fully over. Then you see something, you are attracted. Just like after eating a full lunch, somebody gives you crackjack biscuits or something like that. Yeah, crispy, salty biscuits with a hole. That is called lobe, isn't it? So, in this way, lobe means, more than what you actually need. Lobe means want, not need. We have to draw a line between necessity and luxury. We draw a line between need and want. So, in this way, the mode of passion means, you know, one wants all the credit for oneself, one is unable to share the credit with others. And one is greedy, one is lusty, one is competitive, all these things. So now in the sattva guna also means, you know, I want to take the spiritual life seriously. Why? Because I want to purify my heart. I want to purify my heart. I want to become mukta sangha. I want to become free from bondage. I want to give up the cycle of birth and death. Oh, when will I get rid of this? When will I not come back to this world? So these type of desires are also in sattva guna. Sattva guna people are actually peace-loving people. They're friendly, they're humble, you know, they're tolerant, they're cooperative, they're friendship-loving, they're peaceful, and they're not over-ambitious. They're pious by nature, religious. So out of the three, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, curb ignorance, please repeat.
Curb ignorance.
Diminish passion. Enrich goodness. Neither is this. Why? Because goodness is very conducive to go to the nirguna. Nirguna actually means a vishuddha sattva platform, where we are beyond the three gunas. We are not affected by the three prejudices. We are beyond that. To go there, sattva guna is very favorable. It's like going to the airport is sattva guna. And taking off in a plane is vishuddha sattva. Becoming transcendental from there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we should curb ignorance, diminish passion. Why diminish passion? He says you don't have to give up passion, but passion should be engaged in Krishna service. And enrich goodness. Goodness is very conducive. So we will hear about prejudices more, and as such I told you. So read the line below. Those wishing
to attain perfection in devotional service should carefully give up the above. Otherwise this Sangha will gradually and surely ruin everything.
Yeah. So this is also a revision, so I'm not showing. Basically here it is, it's a verse from Bhagavad Gita directly, Sanghasana Jayate Kama and all that. And this also we already discussed it, that in, one should avoid a prohibited association, otherwise we will degrade further. In spiritual world there is no prohibited association, but in material world there is good association and prohibited association. And we have to very carefully, like a swan, which takes only the milk and leaves the water. Like that we should take good association and leave the bad association. And the jnanis and mundane scholars, they don't depend on the mercy of the Lord. They want to achieve everything by their own reasoning and logic. There is a beautiful verse, you know. Tarko apratishta shatayo vibhinna nasa vrishir yasya matam na bhinnam dharmasya tatpam nihitam guhayam Mahajano yena kata sappanta. It is said. If you really want to know the truth is residing in the heart of Mahajana, Vaishnavas. Otherwise, you know, tarko apratishta ashutiyo vibhina. There are so many shastras prescribing, you know, actually sometimes apparently contradictory rules also. Why? Because they have to give rules for different people. For some people, like if somebody wants to nourish his body, you tell him drink milk. Somebody is having diarrhea, you tell him don't drink milk. You should drink curd. Like that you say. Whereas another person comes, you know, for him curd is not good, especially curd which is sour is not good. You know, it will be a complication for him. So he's told don't drink that. So why I'm telling you, the Shastras have multiple prescriptions for different people at different levels also. And also the Shastras say that according to Desh Kala Patra, time, place, circumstance, there are details which are changed. Principles remain the same, but details are changed according to the place. So therefore, if one is going to take the understanding of Shastra to oneself without depending on the Lord's mercy, then he will be stranded. So jnanis have that mood. Therefore, only last line you read it, only pure devotees?
Only pure devotees, by the mercy of the Lord, can attain real knowledge by practice of pure devotional service.
Only by Shuddha Bhakti practice we can arrive at. So this also we have revised. Karmis, yogis, jnanis, you know, they all have some agenda. So, and also the atheists, everybody is included in this, sense gratification and all that. And then, read that, if one associates with?
If one associates with these non-devotees, then in a very short time, one's intelligence is polluted.
We should not allow our intelligence to be polluted. You know, mantra polluted the intelligence of Kaikeyi. How Kaikeyi's whole thing changed. Similarly, here we have shown in the picture, Ajamila's intelligence became polluted by watching a dirty sight. So, as devotees, we have to carefully give up the association of non-devotees, he says. So, and then regarding association with women, he said that, of course, renunciate should are completely forbidden in speaking with any woman. But those who are grihasthas, here he says, Kshudra jiva sabha markata vairagya kariya indriya charaya bule prakriti sambhashya. Mahaprabhu actually says that if somebody is accepting renounced order and is still intimately talking with women, he is like a monkey who is exhibiting renunciation externally by not wearing any dress in the forest, living like a vairagi, but he has a dozen monkey friends, female friends. So therefore, is condemning the renunciates. And as far as the grihasthas are concerned, here it is mentioned that householders should not associate with others' wives or prostitutes. They should not indulge in any association other than with their own wives, according to religious scriptures. And one should give up the luxurious mentality of being excessively fond of one's wife. That means, if one is also too much attached to one's wife, then that attachment may sometimes, you know, make a person become stuck in spiritual life and he can't advance. So, therefore, a Vaishnava should be affectionate to wife and children, raising the family. But he should not think that I will make the wife the center of my life and, you know, orbit around her. If somebody gets into that mood, then spiritual life becomes very challenging, very difficult. Sometimes even wife gets fed up also. Why are you rotating around me? Rotate around Krishna. Some wives have to tell. So, but therefore, Chanakya says, Rupavati Bharya Shatru. If a woman happens to be bestowed with very great bodily beauty by dint of her piety in the past life or something like that, and if a husband becomes attached to her, next life the man becomes a woman in the next life, according to Puranjana Upakhyan, the purport Prabhupada says. On the other hand, his wife may be a serious devotee, she will go back to Godhead. Therefore, it is mentioned here by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one should not think that now I am married, I can meet any woman and talk to anybody loosely. No, that's not alone. And also, prostitutes are completely prohibited. And then he says, even with one's wife, one shouldn't become too attached. So all that we finished last time, here we are proceeding further. Here he says, Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata matkata shavanadavva shraddha yavanna jayate. See, this verse is spoken by Lord Krishna to Uddhava. He says, dharma artha kama. These things should be done by grihasthas. He's saying, you do some dharma and then you have to also earn money for engaging in Krishna service. and you have some desires to be fulfilled in family life. You want to marry, you can marry. You want to have a house, you can have a house. You want to beget children, you can beget children. And you want to raise the children in Krishna consciousness, besides educating them in school, college, okay, you can do that. So you get them, you grow, you take care of your family, and you like to live with your mother, father. Dharma, artha, kama, you can do. And you have to balance the dharma and artha. Like our in Mahabharata, Narada told Yudhishthira. You know, if you do only dharma and not earn artha, the family will be disturbed. People will say that you are not bringing any money. You are simply chanting and dancing, they will say. Or if you get into money-making business all the time, then dharma will be hampered. Then in that case, no matter how much money you bring, it will not be enough. It will become like that. So, and also, Narada told Yudhishthira that you balance dharma and artha nicely. But if you don't balance, you neither do dharma nor do artha, and you engage in kama, drinking, smoking, then one gets thoroughly degraded and becomes like a cat or a dog. Like that. So, therefore, he said, the intelligent person means you cast away improper behavior, kama, and dharma and artha should be balanced. You balance in such a way that you take care of your material duties and spiritual duties. Now, here Krishna tells Uddhava that as you continue your family life, somebody, at that time you develop a strong desire for hearing and chanting. That is, matkatha shravanadavva, he is saying. Shraddha yavanna jayate. But once the strong taste for hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen in an individual, and also chanting the holy name has very strongly arisen, at that time one can give up all this dharma, artha, kama and everything. One doesn't need this four purusharthas, because bhakti is what? Pancham purushartha, like that. By the time a grihastha has already grown up his sons and daughters, he is 50, 60, then husband and wife can fully engage in Shravanam Kirtanam. I am seeing also many other families, they are joining the Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, and their children are grown up. So they come and devote more time in the temple, you know, entering service and things like that. So, but if once very strong taste for hearing chanting has not awakened, if suddenly one gives up a job at the age of 40, then one will be staring at the sky, why did I give up the job? So he says that you take off from your material duties when your hearing and chanting thing has become very strong taste has come for you, he says. And then he is saying, for the karmis, read that, for the karmis.
For the karmis mentioned by the Lord in this verse, Trivarga is the only prescribed occupation.
Yeah, then Trivarga means, dharma, artha, kama. And Jnanis
give up those activities and become eligible for sannyas with dry knowledge.
Yeah. So they go for that. They give dharma, artha, kama, everything. And they go and meditate on Omkar. Dry knowledge. But what bhaktas do? Those who are
faithful in hearing the topics of the Lord, after receiving His mercy on the strength of their accumulated pious activities from many lifetimes, are no longer attached to karma. They are called Vaishnavas.
Now read the heading.
Difference between karma and spiritual activities.
This is very important. Yeah, a Vaishnava devotee may also be living at home with wife and children and doing his... Here you see the picture. The husband, wife and two sons are sitting and doing kirtan. And see the family below. He is also with one son, one daughter. They are sitting in some hotel and eating out, I think. So for outsiders, when they see both these families, they may think they are similar. But the below one, that fellow is doing karma. Whereas the family is doing devotional activity, spiritual activity. So because the consciousness of that family, devotee family, the children and the parents is actually given to Krishna. You see? That's what makes it very special. Read further.
Among them, those who are grihasthas enjoy whatever artha they obtain while practicing dharma for the purpose of liberation, not for the purpose of sense gratification.
Kamasyanendriya pritir labo jiveta yavata. Very famous verse, Prabhupada loved it very much. Kamasyanendriya pritir. One should not desire sense gratification, but artha, whatever you get wealth, that should be used for getting liberated from this world and going back to Godhead. Use it in Krishna service, that's the point. Go ahead.
This artha helps them purely maintain their lives in the favorable cultivation of Krishna consciousness with the purpose of understanding the absolute truth.
Yeah. So therefore devotees who are grihasthas, one big plus point for them, unwanted expenditure is saved. They are not smoking, they are not drinking, they are not going to movies, they are not going to parties. They are with devotees only. And many times when you are in a colony attending this program, that program, prasadam also you get here, there, everywhere. So, practically there is no expenditure for the bad activities at all. Time is saved, energy is saved, health is saved, doctor's bill is saved, isn't it? And punishment from the police is saved. All these things. So therefore, devotees or grihastha should always be in a saving mode. They should always save the money. Rather than think that I will go for a bigger job, I will work for 16 hours a day and I will make more money. Rather than thinking like that, whatever is coming to me in this 10-11 hours of work, let me save very well. So in this way he says that whenever his house becomes unfavorable for this Krishna conscious purpose, then he should give it up out of disgust. Like Prabhupada, he wanted his wife also to attend the Bhagavatam class, but then she was sitting in the loft and eating, you know, tea and biscuits. She was eating. One time she took Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, full written commentary, and sold it to some fellow for buying tea biscuits. And Prabhupada thought, my Lord, what kind of, you know, family is this? I am not allowed to, and Prabhupada would want to give a class in the house, but then lot of noise in the house and wife is not interested. So sometimes Prabhupada would come out of the house and the staircase he would sit and study the Bhagavatam. So sometimes he would go to the terrace. So in this way, Prabhupada didn't find the family life very conducive. Not that his wife was not good lady, she was a pious lady. Some kind of piety was there, but she wasn't inclined to devotional service. Then Prabhupada decided that I have married her and I have given her children now. I can't drop the responsibility and go away. But I will take care of her and the children till they grow up. When the five sons grew up, and then Prabhupada at appropriate age, you know, after 50, took vanaprastha. And then he took sannyas subsequently. Because the family was not very favorable. So if family is favorable, then husband and wife can go together also. And then take vanaprastha also. Together, vanaprastha practice, Read it. How can
women attain spiritual perfection?
Yeah.
Thus, by properly performing the activities of Trivarga, the grihastha Vaishnava's character becomes pure.
I'll explain this, what it is. Trivarga means dharma artha kama. For example, performing dharma artha kama for a grihastha means what? Like they perform, say, Shraddha ceremony, for example, for their father, grandfather and all those things. Similarly, they rise early in the morning and clean the puja room, keep the house clean. Similarly, some beggars come, they give charity to them. You know, they consider all these beggars and smaller animals like their own children. They give charity to them. If you read 7th canto, 14th chapter, talks about the grihastha dharma very elaborately. There you will find that giving charity to the brahmanas, paying tax to the government and doing honorable job without any cheating, earning money by honorable means, and also maintaining servants and servant maids by giving them food, clothing, shelter and everything, caring for the trees and not cutting them down. Like that, there are many dharmas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur will explain in Chaitanya Kshamrita, you will find. So if a grihastha is doing all these things along with worship of Lord Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, in their family life, they become people of character. For example, brahmachari also. Brahmachari grihastha vanaprastha sannyas is in varnashrama. If a brahmachari always speaks the truth, he rises early in the morning, he keeps his body and mind clean, and he is also worshipping the deities. He is studying the scriptures, and he honestly avoids the company of the opposite sex. So these are all prescriptions for a brahmachari. Now, such a brahmachari actually forms character, very powerful character. So whether one is a grihastha or a brahmachari, you follow the dharma, then you become a person of character. Now read further. With such
pure characteristics, he should hear, chant and remember the names, forms, qualities and pastimes of the Lord with full surrender.
If a person has a good character, once I heard in a lecture that, you know, if you have milk with you, but for holding the milk you need a vessel. Correct, no? So your punya or piety is like the vessel in which you can have the milk, which is Vishuddha Sattva. So Vishuddha Sattva can be contained in Sattva. So we need stability. On the other hand, let us give an example. You know, like Pravin Prabhupada went to the West, he made many hippies into devotees. But because they didn't have that piety or the foundational platform, many of them could not continue. And then they left also after some period of time. But one good thing that happened, because they associated with Prabhupada, then again they came back also, many of them also. Now, we can't make a blanket statement that if somebody doesn't have a pious background, they are gone. We can't say that. But pious background is very helpful for stability. And so, therefore he is saying at two levels. Dharmartha kama, actually following the dharma of the brahmacharya or grihastha, gives you a very good platform. Like we say sanskaras, no? When children are given sanskar from right from young age, those sanskaras help in a later age to take the Krishna consciousness very nicely. So therefore he is saying that once a person's character becomes stable, for example, if a brahmachari or a grihastha, his character is not pure. He is getting money by dishonest means. He is having some affair with somebody other than his wife and things like that. If it is there, then what kind of Krishna consciousness they can do? And similarly, brahmachari accumulates money, opens his own bank account. If he is not properly performing the dharma, then the base only is very weak. On that you cannot practice. That's why he is saying like this, two levels. Go ahead. The wife?
The wife should also always endeavor for spiritual perfection with the help of subordinate women such as her sister and daughter. There is no illicit conduct in this. So, there will not be any association with women.
And then, next para.
Therefore, whether one is a householder or a renunciate, all practitioners should totally give up the association with women.
So, for example, those women who are 50, 60, and they could give program for many married ladies who are 35, 40, that age group ladies. And those who are 35, 40, they can give many programs for girls who are just married. How to be ideal lady performing all her duties. And those ladies who are just now married, many of them are young and they are in touch with the world. Just now they have got married. They can easily give program to the unmarried girls. And the unmarried girls are two categories. Teen. One is a 13 to 19 and then 19 to 25. So, in this way, you will see that ladies have so much responsibility to do. And the unmarried girls, as well as newly married Mataji and all, they don't have children now. So, they can take care of children programs. They can give good sanskars to small children, especially children below 10 years. They are very expert in handling them. In this way, he is saying that the women can take care of women very well. If some man comes, there will be some exploitation, complication and all that. So, let women take care of women. And men take care of men. If you see in Chaitanya Leela, if you see the Shiva Sangan, what do you hear there? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is surrounded by all men only. Do you hear about any woman? If you hear about somebody like Malini, who is very, very elderly, very old lady. She was very old. She was Thakur's wife, very pretty elderly. Similarly, Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Thakurani, they are all highly respectable and very elderly personality. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will find he is always surrounded by men. Either in the grihastha order or in the brahmachari order, sannyasa order, like that, you will find. And also when the women came to Jagannath Puri, Attanala Mahaprabhu saw them and he folded the palms and he respected them. He told them, all of you ladies, wives of Vaishnava husbands, you are also equally learned like your husbands in the path of Vaishnavism. He appreciated them. But otherwise, one should learn the art of living our life based on Chaitanya Leela. It becomes very clear. Okay. And then two kinds of material attachments. See, I have shown three gunas here. Bottom most one is ignorance, tamaguna. See, the laziness and madness. And the middle one is passion. Somebody is doing skydiving, I think. And also passionate lust and everything. And then the top one is the goodness. Music, poetry, scientists and philosophers, reading Bhagavad Gita, this goodness, he says. So, read that. Attachment is of?
Attachments are of two kinds. Attachment for prejudices and attachment for assets. There are two types of prejudice, ancient and current.
That is called subconscious mind. We all have our mental makeup. See, which guna we are born with, somebody is, even small children, you can see gunas in them. Some children are very aggressive. they want all the toys for themselves. They kick out the other children. So these prejudices come from where? In the children. From the purva janma, previous life. They are carrying a particular type of mind. Some people are angry, some people are soft natured. Some people are greedy, some are satisfied, isn't it? We find that. So that is what is the prejudice coming from ancient, from the previous life. And the current prejudices are collected from how our parents are bringing us up, how teachers, and how our friendships, and also the novels and books we read, and also the movies we have watched. All these things bring those prejudices of gunas. Our gunas are decided based on the associations. Yeah.
The conditioned living entity has been performing fruitive activities and endeavoring for knowledge since time immemorial, and the prejudices that have developed in his subtle body as a result are called ancient prejudices. Those prejudices are known as one's nature.
Swabhava we call it, yeah.
False identification with the bodies causes one to act and causes others to act, although this is not the pure soul's real condition or constitution or nature.
Yeah, this pure soul has a swarupa and is very pure, is Krishna Das. But covering him is the subtle body. In the subtle body resides these prejudices. See, mainly he is saying these prejudices come from karma and jnana, he is saying. So I will say more about that. See here, Baladeva Devotion says, jnani aham, sukhi aham, like that he feels. I am wise, I am very happy. By this pride, the living entity is bound to goodness. Similarly, you know, in passion also, he has his several attitudes, I told you. So he says, read below, people's association.
People's association with karma and jnana is the result of attachment born from the prejudices of one's nature that are produced from past karma and jnana.
So he's saying main problem is the karma produces proprietorship mentality. And jnana produces enjoyership mentality. And yogi, he has controllership mentality. Like if you look at this brahmana, may think that I am a great brahman. I can recite the mantras very powerfully. So then that little type of pride comes. Now here the husband wife are very pious people. That's very nice that they are pious. But sometimes this piety makes them feel that everything is good. We are going to temple. We are offering aarti plate. You know, we have two children studying in a school and we are all right. And they don't feel the emergency or need for chanting Hare Krishna 16 rounds and purifying the heart and going back to God. Some people can become stuck in the sukham that comes from a pious type of life. Correct, no? So, but there they may not be aware that their life is I-centered. They think about me, my wife, my children, my family, my job, my earning. But they don't get time to take off their mind from their life and think about who is God and what is his nature, what is spiritual world, what is material world, where am I coming from? These questions may not arise. Yeah. So despite all attempts, even after suicide, one cannot give up one's prejudices, he's saying. Even if one can commit suicide, again the Atma with the subtle body will go and take one more body after body. So prejudices and the gunas, bana for nature, you can't just erase them. The prejudice attachments for good and bad attained in this life due to association are called the modern prejudices. Everyone in this in the world is under the control of these two kinds of prejudices, coming from purva janma as well as the current janma. Sadhu sangha is the only remedy for prejudices. Now you read that.
When a living entity is not bound by maya, then by nature he is a servant of Krishna. Being bound by maya, a living entity cannot give up ancient and modern wicked prejudices.
Like look at that fellow jumping off the cliff to catch the dollar. His whole eyes are fixed on dollar and he doesn't know where is he putting his foot now. You see, similarly the other fellows alluded by five senses, you find. So these kinds of prejudices are stored in our mind and repeatedly one becomes a victim of all this. So unless one reforms his attachment to prejudices, one cannot attain perfection in devotional service. Like here you see this boy, Dasiputra, is getting association of Bhakti Vedantas. Correct, no? And by eating their remnants, hearing Krishna Katha from them, this boy's heart became transformed. So, okay. Now, it gets a little more deeper. Nicely is explaining. Read it. Associate affectionately with pure devotees. Yeah.
Association with prejudices is very dangerous. By affectionately associating with pure devotees of the Lord, one's association with prejudices in the form of karma and jnana is destroyed. Due to this association with prejudices, a living entity's propensity for ignorance and passion becomes stronger.
Yeah.
Whatever propensities for goodness, passion and ignorance are seen in people's eating, sleeping and sensual activities are all due to association with prejudices.
Yeah, like here you see this fellow is going and asking the head of kitchen, Prabhuji, can I get 2 more gulab jamuns? He's asking. And the Prabhuji is having a stern look. He says, Prabhu, don't you know it's limited? We are only giving 2 to everybody. Please go back. Don't demand more, he's saying. So he has to cut a sorry figure now. Because he's attached to eating more. Correct, no? So that is one type of prejudice. That means atyahara. Correct, no? Or jihva vegam. Correct, no? These are all prejudices, he's saying. Similarly, somebody is sleeping too much. So, see, below he says here that disrespect of Vaishnavas by the Karmis Jnanis happens mainly because of attachment for the prejudices, he says. Actually, the prejudices are the contaminated script in our mind, especially of karma and jnana. So, the jnana means I will figure out the truth, I am great, I am learned, that is jnana. And karma means I am the owner, I am proprietor. Like Indra, for example, he had the prejudice of being attached to the seat, the post, correct, no? And in order to hold the post, what all he does? He sends Apsaras to pull the leg of Vishwamitra and such people. You can see that because of prejudices, he feels insecurity of a proprietorship mentality. He is stealing the horse from the Pratus Yajna and all that, correct, no? Similarly, the prejudices arising from jnana, being the enjoyer. So, like Saubari Muni, when he left the water and came, he wanted to marry 50 daughters of Mandata king and enjoy a very luxurious life. You can see that. So, similarly, the yogis also have a controlling propensity. Durvasa Muni tried to control Ambarish by creating a big demon to kill Ambarish for a small reason, trivial thing. So, therefore, proprietorship, controllership, enjoyership. Another person, example of proprietorship is Daksha Prajapati. He thought, I am a Prajapati, I have a big palace, I am great, I am a great householder. Very proud, so he criticized Lord Shiva. So, because he had the prejudice of Ahankar, Ahantan, Mamata. So, these prejudices will not go away very easily, proprietorship, controllership, enjoyership. But by associating with pure devotees, lovingly, it will go away, he says. For example, you see, offenses at the feet of sadhus is due to proud, being proud of one's karma and jnana. Like Daksha Prajapati is karma, correct, no? And similarly, Digvijay Pandit, he had jnana. He was very proud of that, isn't it? Now, worldly attachment is contrary to acceptance of Krishna's undisputed supremacy, and it therefore does not allow the unfortunate living entity to fully surrender to the Lord. So when one is proud, can he fully surrender to the Lord? He cannot surrender. And therefore, all the aparadas, you know, like disobeying Guru, blaspheming Vedic literature, interpreting holy name, all these things are due to prejudice, as he says. Therefore, one should never associate with materialistic persons, for by doing so, all one's assets are lost, he says. So, these type of people with prejudices, if we associate with them, then we also get polluted, he is saying. So, actually, we all are associating with the person's mood. Therefore, he is saying one should avoid. On the opposite, right now from this slide onwards, many are glorifying the devotee association. Who is this personality? Mrigari. See just how he changed Mrigari. One who was half killing animals and birds, he stopped killing even an ant also. So, the foremost instruction Ramanujacharya gave, read it.
The foremost instruction of Sri Ramanujacharya is this. If you cannot purify yourself by any endeavor whatsoever, then just go sit with the Vaishnavas and you will achieve all auspiciousness.
Therefore, I gave the heading. Read the heading.
Just go and sit with devotees.
See, Ramanujacharya, what he says. Just go and sit with devotees. You will learn everything. Like, you know, one time, one one man came to Kuresh and asked him that, can you please tell me who is a Vaishnava? You all are always using the word Vaishnava, Vaishnava, Vaishnava. Tell me who is a Vaishnava? Kuresh said, oh, that's a very deep question. You go to Tirupati, you can learn from the great soul Anantacharya there. So he went to meet Anantacharya there. At that time there was some festival going on. There are hundreds of Vaishnavas had come. So this man went in between and met, he was a senior most man, Anantacharya there. He met him and said, sir, I have been sent by Kuresh to meet you. Can you please tell me who is a Vaishnava? Anantacharya was so busy, he said, yeah, can you help me distribute the prasadam in the pankti? He said, so this man started serving prasadam to everybody. Then he came back. And then Anantacharya, then the man asked, can I sit and start eating? Anantacharya, not yet, he said. One more pankti you can serve, he said. Then second pankti also he served. Then third round also. See, every time the Vaishnavas are eating, after that you have to throw water, cleanse it, and again, you know, put the mat, and then again they eat. So, four panktis were over. After that, all Vaishnavas were over. Only the last few people remaining were there. So then Anantacharya told him, okay, now you can sit and eat. So the man now sat and ate with a few Vaishnavas, those who were remaining. And then Anantacharya called him, come. You asked the question now? Who is a Vaishnava? He said, Vaishnava means kokkai polirupan, koliyai polirupan, uppai polirupan, unnai polirupan. Like the fourth thing he said. And Anantacharya went away after that. He became very busy. So this man couldn't find him. He wanted a purport to this. What is the meaning of this? Kokkai polirupan means a Vaishnava is like a crane. A Vaishnava is like a hen, you know, a cock. And Vaishnava is like a salt. And Vaishnava is like you, he said. So the man then went back to Kuresh and said, this is what Anantacharyaji told me. Can you please explain this to me? Of course, Kuresh knew the purport of this. Beautifully explained. He told him, a Vaishnava is like a crane. Why? Because in this world, if you see a crane will be sitting like this, standing like this in a lake, watching down. And many, many small fishes will go. Similarly, a Vaishnava also will not go for petty pleasures of this world. Pleasure arising from woman or money or name, fame, glory, all that. But if a big fish comes, that is like, you know, Lord Krishna himself. When he gets Krishna, just like the crane is waiting, as soon as he gets fish, immediately he will catch it. Similarly, when one gets Krishna consciousness, a devotee will throw everything to wind and be ready to take to Krishna consciousness wholeheartedly. That's the meaning of that. So, and the first meaning of Vaishnava. Vaishnava means for him, Lord is everything for him. Be all and end all for him. Secondly, Kodiye Polirupan means he'll be like a cock. If you see a cock or a hen in a dustbin, you know, it's something, keeps on moving like this. And if you go very closely and watch, you will see, it moves the stones and other particles aside, and it moves the rice particles in one side. Finally, you will find, if you put this much of stone and rice mixed together, all rice will be in one place, all stone will be there. It's able to serve. Similarly, Vaishnava never finds fault with anybody, but he finds, how can I engage these fellows in Krishna's service? He sees the good and then sorts it out. And then the bad things just rejects it. He doesn't even talk about it. He just focuses on how everybody can be engaged in Krishna's service. And thirdly, Uppai Polirupan means what? In sabji, for example, if you put salt, then generally people appreciate what? Today sabji was very wonderful, they will say. Appropriate amount of salt. But in case you put little extra salt, what people will say? Hey, what is this? It is so bad. They will criticize. Or if there is a less salt, correct, no? They will say, hey, this sabji is so bad, salt is not there, correct, no? See, if salt is not there, they will criticize the salt. If appropriate salt is there, they will praise the sabji, not the salt. So then salt doesn't get any credit. Similarly, Vaishnava is one who makes everything move very nicely, but he himself doesn't take the credit. He hides like a salt. So people will appreciate the program, people will appreciate everything that went well, but nobody will know how this the whole thing went well, because the Vaishnava had given inputs that many may not even know. He doesn't run after the credit. He always keeps himself in the background. That is salt. And the fourth one, Unnai Polirupan means what? See, you came asking me some question, but I never respected you, honored you, Because you have no expectation of respect from anybody. You are Vaishnava is such that you tell him to serve four panktis, he is ready to serve. And allow him to sit at last, he will sit. If you don't give him anything, he will drink water and relax. So he is extremely tolerant and non-expectant, he said. So in this way, why I am telling you this, by associating with Vaishnavas with such sublime qualities, you know, those qualities will brush our personality also. Because we develop admiration for it. We think of, what a my Lord, what kind of person is this? Like that. Yeah, read it quickly.
By observing the pure characteristics of a devotee, in a very short time a person's mind is changed, his attachment for sense enjoyment decreases, and the seedling of bhakti sprouts in the heart.
Like for example, Mrigari, you know, Narada Muni was so innocent, so simple, he was actually going through the place of Mrigari. Mrigari was surprised. I am a cruel hunter standing here, this saint has no fear at all. But by simply looking at Narada Muni and talking to him for a few minutes, and because Narada Muni's transcendental position and purity as a devotee, that influenced him a lot, very positively, yeah.
One even gradually develops a taste for the Vaishnava's food and behavior. We have seen how by associating with Vaishnavas, people have given up many anarthas, taste for associating with women, thirst for wealth, desire for sense enjoyment and liberation, inclination for karma and jnana, eating meat and fish, drinking wine, smoking tobacco, and the desire to chew paan.
Yeah. And then another habit he's saying is arguing and debating habit. Who is arguing with Mahaprabhu? Saravadacharya. Later on, you know what he said? Tarkika Srigala Sange Bhevu Bhevu Kari. He's saying, oh my dear Lord, you know, I was simply a logician, dry logician who always was screaming like a fox in the forest. Bhevu Bhevu, like that. Arguing with my logic and reason and debating and all. I am ashamed with such a great person like you argued. Now I have no more argument, I am surrendering to Krishna. So when one associates with advanced devotees like Mahaprabhu, he associated with, you know, he says here, you see, read only the bold letters. We have seen with our own eyes that by associating with Vaishnavas with little affection, all other associations such as attachment or prejudices has been vanquished. Read the next para. Those
who are attached to winning fights, those who are expert at attaining dominion, those who are eager to accumulate great wealth, all such types of people have attained devotional service by being purified in the association of Vaishnavas. Even the hearts of persons who think, I will defeat the world by my arguments and attain supremacy, have been pacified.
Pacified, the word pacified is very important. How you become pacified means the pure association of devotees and the Krishna's dust of Krishna's lotus feet, it pacifies the devotee. He is no more into debating and arguing. Like, you know, Rupa and Sanatan, when Rupa Narayan came, they said, we don't want to do any debate. You take a certificate and push off. We don't want to waste time with you, you know. They thought like that. So, in this way, without association of Vaishnavas, there is no alternative for rectifying the attachment of prejudices. Because, you know, yeah, if somebody is too proud, like, you know, Vallabha Bhattacharya or Sarvam Bhattacharya and all, without meeting Mahaprabhu, they would never be able to curb it. Yeah. And then importance of Ekadashi Vrata. By properly observing Harivasara, Ekadashi, and appearance days of the Lord, those attachments are vanquished. So there are two types of eatables here, you see. That which is life-sustaining, like for example, grains, fruits, cereals and everything, fruit juices and all that. And then that which is for gratifying senses, like fish, meat, paan, intoxicants. So, on the day of the Ekadashi, both of them have to be given up. One cannot eat grains on Ekadashi also. That's the highest standard. But some old people are not able to give up grains on Ekadashi. Some are the people who are having some serious illness in the body and all that. Therefore, he is writing here. Read that. On the days of vows.
On the days of vows, unless one totally gives up sense gratifying items, it is not a vow.
Yeah, that is the second item. Fish, meat, paan, intoxicants, everything one should give up. Yeah, and then, as far as possible.
As far as possible, life sustaining items should also be given up. According to the prescribed needs of one's bodily condition, one must try as far as possible to reduce the acceptance of life sustaining eatables.
Actually, one can eat 3 times a day on Ekadashi day also. But if one can reduce, one can eat once and drink some juices and then go on with chanting, one can do that. The whole idea is Ekadashi day, we have to maximize spiritual engagements. Yeah. There is no
prescription for acceptance of sense gratifying items. The only prescription is to reject them.
That's a prescription, yeah. And then?
One of the limbs of a vrata is to diminish the devotee's propensity for enjoyment.
Devotee should not think, you know, today is Ekadashi, somehow I'll tolerate. And then once Ekadashi, Dwadashi day, I will eat a triple quantity of food. One shouldn't think like that. I will enjoy profusely. Then the purpose of the verb is not successful. Actually, on Dwadashi day, we should eat something very light. We should not eat very heavy because the stomach has been fasting. And the next day, it should slowly expand. Don't put a big quantity of food. Danger of not following instructions with care and respect. Read that for those.
For those who desire to attain pure devotional service, the association of non-devotees and women is meant to be given up. It is extremely necessary for them to associate with sadhus in order to give up the attachment for prejudices.
Yeah. And he says one should not be negligent in these practices. One should follow these instructions with great care and respect, he says. If one does not follow carefully, then cheating in the form of duplicity renders the whole endeavor useless. Like that he says, then Lord Hari, you cannot obtain him. For example, nowadays we have the culture of everybody having smartphone and sending WhatsApp messages back and forth. And also many educated women feel that, you know, talking between man and educated man, educated woman is very common in the modern times. Men also feel what's wrong if we talk to women. Women also feel what's wrong if we talk to men. But it causes problems, complications. A true story, it was heard that one couple, you know, the wife couldn't reveal her mind to the husband because she thought he is very harsh and things like that. So she revealed to the neighborhood man. And the neighborhood man's wife also couldn't reveal her heart to her husband. So she revealed to the man in the opposite house. And through phone they would reveal, or sometime they would meet here and there. And the problem was what? Both the ladies were becoming intimate with whom? Not their husband, the other house husband. But suddenly one day they became suspicious that my husband is becoming more attracted to her, not me. They both realized. When they both met, when they met one spiritual leader, that leader immediately told these two families should be separated by geographic distance as quickly as possible. And they did that. Thank God it was saved. Otherwise both families would have ended up in divorce and they both marrying the opposite How complicated things become complicated. And nowadays people also think, okay, if it doesn't match well with our husband, what's wrong? We can divorce and marry the other person. Then it becomes like very dangerous it is, you see. Therefore he is saying that we should follow the instructions with great care and respect. What is association and how to give up bad association? So I am leaving this. Actually it's getting late, but one very important point Bhaktivinoda Thakur says here, that associating with materialists means do it business-like. Don't do it with love. But if you are doing with devotees, it should be done with love, he's saying. That's what is the secret of association. Like here Krishna and Sudama living in the Gurukula of Sandipanimani, they associated with each other with love or not? With great love. But on the other hand, when we are going and meeting other people, you may show a book, you may inspire them to take the book. But if they talk many things about their materialistic life, you know, we have to pull out from that. You can't hear him speak half an hour, 1 hour about his material life. We can't pollute our consciousness. Therefore, he says that it should be done out of duty, not out of love when we are dealing with non-devotees. So, one should not speak confidentially with a materialist. Generally, there is some love involved in confidential speaking. Therefore, it is association. While meeting a materialistic friend, one should speak only what is extremely necessary. At that time, it is better not to exhibit heartfelt love, he is saying. Therefore, we have to know the art of giving association to materialists and taking association of devotees. See, with dealings with pure devotees, it should be done out of love. That should not be done mechanically when it comes to associating with Prabhupada. So, you all can read these things yourself. It won't be difficult. This is the last slide. I have already exceeded the time. I will not elaborate more. Most of the vital things are covered today. So next time when we meet, we will complete the Satovritti, which is also very important. Sadhuvritti for the Grihasthas. You know, how they can balance their material life along with blossoming in Krishna consciousness more and more. So what duties Grihastha should perform? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says very beautifully. I am planning to put them all and make nice slides. And in the next class, we will complete this. Utsahanishyat Gairyat verse next time. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.